Lecture 22, From Delian League to Athenian Empire.
Ladies and gentlemen, hello again. As we said in our last lecture, the Delian League was making some serious inroads into Persian influence in the Greek world. This was due to the imperialistic policies of Athenian statesmen like Themistocles, Aristides, and especially Cimon. These men expanded the League and brought in new allies into it. Sparta was also a factor in Athenian politics, but Cimon's largely passive policy to Sparta, because of his personal contacts there, kept relations between Sparta and Athens on an even keel for most of the 470s and 460s. But as time wore on, Athens became less concerned with the rights and privileges of its allies in the Delian League, and its continued increases in power eventually led to warfare between the Athenians and the Spartans. The growth of Delian League into empire was slow at first, but it was ominous. And much of our contemporary information comes from the early part of Thucydides' account of the Peloponnesian War. And we talked a little bit about Thucydides last time. This information is in a section of the early part of his work called the Pentacontetia, or the 50-year period, as that word translates, and it stretches from 478 to 431. 431 is when the Great Peloponnesian War broke out. But the year 470 is when things start to happen in terms of the growth of League into empire. In 470, the Athenians sent a contingent of troops against the town of Carystus in the southwest part of the island of Euboea. Using the possibility of the place falling to Persia and hence offering easy access to Attica, the Athenians forced the people of Carystus to become a member of the Delian League. If that wasn't bad enough, in other words, forcing a place to become a member, in the same year, 470, the island of Naxos revolted from the Delian League. Now, the exact reason for this revolt is unknown, but it seems to have been that the Naxians no longer thought that there was a threat from Persia. Hence, they no longer needed to be part of the Delian League. The Athenians sent out a fleet and besieged Naxos, and when it capitulated, they forced it back into the League. As punishment, the fortification walls of the town were raised, and the fleet was seized by the Athenians and added to their own. It was actually confiscated by them. It was also decided by the Athenians that Naxos's tribute, which used to be paid in ships, was now to be paid in money. Now, the people of Naxos had no say in the matter, and they had no real avenue to lodge a protest. As we said last time, if they had appealed the Athenian action, that appeal would have been heard in a court of law, who knows when, and since the Athenians were deciding the issue, we know that the Naxians would have lost out. So what was the point? Thucydides says the incident with Naxos was a turning point in the development of Athenian imperialism. Because, says Thucydides, it was the first time the constitution of an allied city had been disregarded. In other words, the Athenians showed not the slightest interest why their ally revolted. They made no attempt to compromise or address the concerns of the Naxians that had led them to revolt in the first place. The Athenians acted in a heavy-handed manner, and that would set a trend for decades to come.